My name is Michael Marx and I'm working at the University of Bonn, Germany. I finished my PhD thesis at the Argelander Institute for Astronomy earlier in March. My thesis is entitled Dynamical Fingerprints of Star Cluster Formation, and the field of research is theoretical astrophysics. And here follows my 2-minute description. How would the neighborhood of our Sun have looked like had we been around when it hatched 5 billion years ago? In my thesis I tried to figure out how the labyrinth of the Sun was designed. All the tiny bright speckles on the night sky are stars believed to have been born with a neighboring star, forming a so-called binary. These binaries formed within a star cluster, which is an ensemble of stars hooked up together in a small region of space. The Sun is no exception. It once was a member of a now dispersed cluster of stars, and is thought to have had a companion star in the past as well. But star clusters we observe are millions to billions of years old. So how can we learn how they formed? Here's the trick. Identify a present-day property determined by a cluster state at birth. Something like a fingerprint. I found the number of binaries in a star cluster to give us a clue. While binaries move within the birth environment, one pair of stars might interact with another gravitationally, break up, and leave two single stars behind. Quite like a pair of dancers separates when colliding with another couple on a dance floor. Using state-of-the-art computer simulations of young star clusters, I showed the number of binary partings to be determined by the cluster's initial density. The more crowded the dance floor of binaries, the more encounters and the more breakups. In order to split down enough binaries, I calculated, comparing simulations with real clusters, that between 1 and 10 million stars must have formed in a volume not more than a quarter of the distance to Proxima Centauri across, the star which is currently closest to the Sun. Two binaries have then not been farther apart than 4 to 15 times the distance to Pluto. For comparison, Proxima Centauri is located at about 1,600 times the distance to Pluto. So had we been around 5 billion years ago, we would have not only seen the sunrise, but also its neighboring companion star. The spots on the night sky would have been much brighter and much more numerous, and the night would not have been nearly as dark. Having so much more stars nearby must have meant truly exciting times for our Sun. I'd like to thank Professor Pavel Krupa from Bonn University for allowing me to perform this research in a very stimulating environment under his great supervision, as well as PhD student Ms. Soinkyung Oh for providing the simulations leading to these exciting results. I acknowledge financial support through a stipend of the International Max Planck Research School for Astronomy and Astrophysics at the Universities of Bonn and Cologne.